a week after a fire destroyed a sawmill in Hoonah. Its owners say they hope to resume full operation as soon as possible.
I like what I'm doing, so we want to keep pushing forward. We just think that there's a lot of great possibilities with the products that can be made out of the wood around here, and we want to just keep making that a reality.
That's Wes Tyler of Icy Straits Lumber and Milling, who acknowledges that it's a tough business to be in, especially with the current economy. He says they're trying to find a replacement sawmill. Tyler says it'll likely be smaller but more efficient and still able to do round log breakdown work.
We just need to be able to break down a log into square parts, and from the various sizes of square parts, we make all the finished products that we make. So it'll fit in really well.
After he secures financing, Tyler would like the sawmill on site by the end of August. The previous sawmill was valued at about $800,000. Tyler says insurance will barely cover the loan on the destroyed building. All the other facilities, the generator, planer, and air drying sheds, and molder and dry kiln, were untouched by the fire that started the morning of July 22nd. The inventory was also unaffected.
The smaller dimensions and things and sizes that we would normally run in for resawing and drying and then making into various products, the siding, paneling, decking, just different things, those different kinds of things.
Tyler says he has 12 employees. Most will be able to stay busy in the meantime with secondary manufacturing. The state fire marshal believes that something ignited the sawdust inside the building, triggering a series of explosions that destroyed the sawmill.